We continue to celebrate this wonderful, magnificent Sunday or Sundays after Easter. This is still Easter, and thus the Paschal candle is still lit, and the vestments are white or gold or silver. And we continue to sing over and over again in the sacred liturgy and all the propers, Alleluia, Alleluia. Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He who was thought to be dead is not in the tomb. The tomb is empty. He has risen. He is not there. And he goes above to Galilee ahead of his disciples. But not before, as we have seen already, giving us the wonderful sacrament of penance, of confession, which we have seen last week. In the meantime, he continues to show us what it is that he is doing. And this Sunday is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Of course, we need to continuously pray to God as we do after every decade of the Rosary here in this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, for God to send us holy priests, not mercenaries, not hired help, but holy priests. And we need to pray for holy priests. And when we do have holy priests, we need to honor them and obey them and follow them. And so Jesus shows us that holy priests are like him, his followers, the good shepherd who giveth his life for his sheep. And of course, we know all throughout the history of the church, not just now, we can't blame just Vatican II. There's been many councils. That's the 21st council. All throughout the history of the church, there have been many, many unholy, evil priests, many unholy, evil bishops, many unholy, evil popes. As Dante wrote in his Inferno, the streets of hell are paved with the heads of popes and bishops and priests. All throughout the 2,000 years of the church's history, we oftentimes fail to work for, to pray for, and to support holy popes, holy bishops, holy priests. So today is no difference from 2,000 years, almost 21,000 years. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He dies for the sheep. You know, many people think, and of course, some priests give them that opinion, that the priesthood is just a cushy road of luxury, gold pillows, and lots of food, filet mignon, and lobster, and caviar. That is not necessarily so. Now, there may be some of that. That's fine. But the priesthood is a life of great sacrifice, of great holiness. To give you an example, how many of you call me or text me during the week to see if I'm still breathing? Zero. Unless you need something, you do nothing. And that is exactly why we have so many evil priests. They find their own comfort in their own zone and forget about you. Not this one, I assure you. Every day is a great sacrifice. Every day is a great amount of suffering. And many times a day, many times a night, this priest, this canon, says to Jesus, "Oh Jesus, I offer it all to thee, everything to thee, for the remission of sins and reparation of sins, your sins. And then, in reparation for my own sins, of which I'm aware. And then for the reparation of many sinners, the conversion of sinners, the conversion of heretics. And that is what the Good Shepherd ought to do and must do and does. All for the sake of Jesus our Lord. And so today we look to Jesus, our beloved High Priest, who has given us Himself, His life, His body and His blood, which we shall shortly receive in Holy Communion. He has given us the sacrament of penance to forgive us our sins, which we do not use often enough. Some people do it during the Easter season because they're obligated. Some people don't even bother to do that. And what are they doing? They're living in mortal sin. If you don't obey that commandment, you're living in mortal sin. If you don't go to confession and receive communion, at least during the Easter season, which begins officially at Ash Wednesday and ends on Trinity Sunday, then you are in a state of mortal sin. And I don't care if you come here to me or if you go to another priest. I don't want to know what your sins are. I don't really care. If you have done them, if you have committed them, then you need to ask forgiveness, whether you do it through me or through another priest. And that's very, very important. We must not be proud. We must be humble, as Jesus was humble. And this, of course, is what it means. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And so today, we pray in a very, very special way for holy priests. That includes holy bishops and holy popes. And in the meantime, we pray for our children. So many of our young boys who may be called to the priesthood. And because of the coldness of the parents' hearts, are not answering the call of Christ. Which is it for you? When you have a son who, after baptism, and you come to the Blessed Mother here on the altar to present him to her, to consecrate this baby to her, you need to be doing it with the intention that if Jesus calls that son to the priesthood or to the religious life, that you will be willing to let go. Same thing when you have a daughter and you bring the baby here to the Blessed Mother. You need to give her to the Blessed Mother. Do with her as thou wilt, O Holy and Blessed Mother. They're not your children for selfish purposes. They're your children because God has given them to you. And He may require them back now, and He will require them at the end of life. So pray today and every day for holy priests and for holy religious, and pray that our priests may be exemplary and follow Christ completely. Christ, who is the good priest and who gives us good priests. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.